glad you're here. Delicious Rita, knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, friend, and be glad in it. Hey, happy Friday. Praise the Lord. Hey, it makes it a little bit easier to give thanks to Him when it's a Friday, I have to say. This January 6th, 2017. Notice I didn't say 2016. I'm sure one of these days I'll say it by accident. I'll tell you. Hey, friend, it's Joey Kroll with you here on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. I think this is my third week in a row hosting the Friday edition. Mark asked me to fill in again today rather than my normal day, which was yesterday and Thursday. So it was kind of funny yesterday. The last few Thursdays felt kind of off because normally I'm here spending time with you. But hey, any time, any day that I have a chance to spend some time with you is always, always a good day, friend. Well, I hope the new year is treating you well. If you're trying to lose weight and have that New Year's resolution, praying that it's a successful one for you and your family. In fact, coming up later on this month, Friday and Saturday, just want to quickly remind you, January 20th and 21st, you're invited to the Great News Radio grand opening, open house of the Great News Radio Center there at Lincoln Square in Urbana, right across from the food court. And it's just kind of a open house celebration of what God is doing there at the Great News Radio Center. So if you haven't been yet, be sure to be there Friday, January 20th or Saturday, the 21st. We're going to have some food, some snacks, some desserts, some fellowship, and a good time as well. It's Friday, January 20th from 4 to 8 or Saturday, January 21st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can come to one of those or, hey, even both. That would be all the merrier. So more details to come as we head closer to that. Also, I'll tell you what, God is so cool. It was back in September, actually the first Sunday in September, September 4th, this past year, Labor Day weekend, my family and I accepted a senior pastor position at a church in Decatur, Illinois. And I'll tell you what, God is so good. He's really blessing our church there. Just a quick update. God is doing some awesome, awesome things at our church. He really, really is. And tell you what, I mean, people are coming to know the Lord Jesus for the first time. Just a handful of folks, five people came to know the Lord on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day services, and people rededicating their lives to the Lord, and just folks are growing, and just exciting stuff. So if you can continue to keep me and my family and our church in your prayers, but also Great News Radio as well. This is our 21st year of broadcasting, and honestly, it's by God's grace that we've been able to do what we've done for the last 21 years through God's grace, but also friends who pray for this radio ministry, but also friends who also financially contribute to this ministry. So I know it's January, spent a whole lot of money on Christmas, but if you feel led to do so, you can send in a special gift of support here in the month of January of a brand new year. Our mailing address here at Great News Radio is Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give online safely and securely at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on Donate. Well, the month of January is known as the Sanctity of Human Life Month, and today we're going to be talking about how God values life right after this here on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as Jesus, be my guide. Hold me to your side, and I will love you to the
Hey, thank you so much for listening to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. It is Joey Kroll with you. And, you know, friend, what is the value of a human life? For many in our American culture, a mother's womb has become a hazardous site. More than 25 years ago, former Surgeon General C. Evett Koop lamented the devaluation of human life. He said, when I graduated from medical school, the idea was, how can I save this life? But now, for a great number of medical students, it is, should I save this life? If we want to understand the true value of life, the best resource to consult is the book penned by the author of life. Friend, the God of creation who created us in his image provides us several insights into his perspective about the incalculable worth of a human life. So if you have your Bible and if are able to turn to Psalm 139, we're going to take a look at a few different passages here today. And today we're going to talk about the sanctity of human life. Psalm 139, going to look at a few verses here, verses 1 through 6, Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. I'm going to drop down to verse 13 here. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven into the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I could count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you. Oh, my goodness, what a beautiful, beautiful psalm here. And as we just read here, the psalmist David marveled at the Lord's comprehensive knowledge and awareness of him. The God who created us and who has a plan for us is also the God who is with us wherever we might be. God is always present with his people, friend. God is mindful of our daily schedules. He's mindful of our daily activities, and he's mindful of our thoughts. He goes before us, he goes behind us, and he walks with us. The Lord's presence is inescapable. We never go anywhere, engage in any activity, or entertain any thought outside of the knowledge and presence of God. God is neither unconcerned with humanity, nor is he distant. Some people may picture God as a supreme being who takes no active interest in his creation. To them, God may just seem like a detached and distant, unwilling to empathize type of God. Yet the Bible presents God as one who is actively intervening in the lives of people. For example, one of Moses' first encounters with God was through a burning bush. He also was with him through the Red Sea and also on the top of Mount Sinai, demonstrating that he was always with his people. In the Nativity story, we see that the focus of God's presence taken to an entirely new level. He was the son born to a virgin, is described as Emmanuel, a name meaning God with us. Later, when Jesus, who charged his disciples to go into the entire world with the good news of the gospel, he included this promise in Matthew 28. He says, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Hebrews 13:5 says, God will never leave us nor forsake us. The fact that God has developed a detailed plan for every aspect of our existence is further proof of our worth to him. Think about that. Verse 16 of Psalm 139 says, your eyes saw me when I was formless, one translation says. All my days were written in your book and planned before a single one of them began. Friend, if we take these verses seriously, we are left with no other option than the reality that human life begins at conception. We do not need a medical degree to understand a life in the embryonic form is a life and not a meaningless blob. These verses reveal the stunning contrast between God's view of human life and the view that fueled the landmark decision, Roe versus Wade, which legalized abortion in 1973. And according to the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 50 million abortions have been performed in the United States alone since 1973. At least 50 million. One of the writers for Lifeway Bible Studies wrote one time, but what about those born with disabilities or deformities? And this writer went on to say, these realities are a part of humanity's fallen state. We live in a world marred by sin in which Satan, the prince of darkness, has his wicked influence. All of creation has been affected by sin, yet this truth in no way justifies the extermination of those deemed by a society to be unfit or unproductive. The human body, with all of its members and functions, is an astonishingly complex and amazingly orchestrated creation. The Lord created us and orchestrated and ordered all the days of our lives. Given this truth, this writer says, it is no wonder that David erupted in praise by declaring in verse 14, your works are wonderful. You know, we should live in light of the fact that God values us. I mean, he has assigned us worth to those who are made in his image. And Jesus confirmed that truth, that God values human life, because in Luke chapter 12, Jesus said, aren't five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten in God's sight. Indeed, the hairs of your head are counted. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. And beyond that, God also knows us completely, completely. Our past, present, and future actions and thoughts are seen by an all-powerful and an all-knowing God. And this knowledge blew David's mind. He couldn't wrap his finite mind around the reality that the Lord, so lawfully and transcendent, has taken such an intense and intimate interest in him. God's love and care for us is particularly amazing, given that he knows everything about us, the good, the bad, and the ugly. God knew the worst about David, and he knows the worst about you and me. Yet because of his love and grace, he values us and sets his love upon us anyways. And the ultimate demonstration of God's valuing us is the cross of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, God has demonstrated his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The sacredness of human life is grounded in the facts that God created us in His image, knows every detail of our existence, and has given His Son in order to save us from our sins. God calls us to value, cherish, and guard human life. And I was just reading a statistic just yesterday, in fact, that 49%, this breaks my heart, it almost makes me want to cry. 49% of women who had an abortion, 49% feel that God's forgiveness does not apply to them because of their abortion. 49% of women who had an abortion do not feel that God's forgiveness applies to them because of their abortion. Friend, that makes me want to cry. Walking around with such pain, walking around feeling condemned. Let me tell you something. On the authority of God's word, there is no sin. No one is beyond the hand of a loving God. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, He, that is God, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Look it up. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. There is no sin, no sin outside the grace of our Almighty God. Me weak and sway, when I hear you say, Isn't that a beautiful song? It's Morgan Cryer and What Sin. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends here on this Friday, January 6th. Don't forget to tune in to Sunday worship Sunday morning right here on Great News Radio. Well, as you go out and about, enjoy the rest of your Friday and this weekend. Just remember, friend, that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Friday.